Get ready for even more delays and backups on the BQE. Mayor de Blasio is releasing his long-awaited plan to fix up the crumbling stretch of highway in Brooklyn Heights. WCBS reporter Steve Burns spoke with the mayor today and is joining us from Brooklyn. Steve, this plan's been a long time coming. What's been the situation with this section of the BQE?
Yeah, well, we are talking about the cantilever stretch of the BQE in Brooklyn Heights, where we have those two tiers of highway with the Brooklyn Heights promenade on top. The structure is in pretty bad shape. It was built back in the 1940s. It's been falling apart. Experts recently estimated it might become unsafe to drive by the mid-2020s, just a few years from now. And this is something we've known for at least the last 5 years or so. But politicians have been kicking the can down the proverbial highway here. Today, the mayor announced what pretty much amounts to some Band-Aid fixes for the structure, doing repair work, waterproofing work, more enforcement against overweight trucks that cause the structure to fall apart faster when they drive over it. The mayor said this will keep that part of the highway safe to use through at least 2040.
We're probably going to hear a lot of grumbling about the plan to reduce the number of lanes on this stretch. What's the city's rationale here?
Right, that's maybe the most impactful part of this short-term plan. The city's going to be repainting the lane lines on this stretch, taking it from three lanes in each direction down to two. Their hope is that reduces the overall load on the structure. Transportation officials say this is a good thing in the long run, that the lanes will be wider than they are right now, so it'll be safer. Plus, there's going to be room for a shoulder for any cars that break down. They won't be blocking the flow of traffic. And there'll also be room for smoother merges at each exit. The City Transportation Commissioner, Hank Gutman, said one less lane in each direction will only reduce traffic throughput by about 10%. He said those changes are coming later this year.
Steve, is there any long-term vision for the BQE past 2040?
Not really, and that's kind of the big knock on this announcement from the mayor. There have been plans floated for years about, you know, doing all kinds of things here around reducing the highway's footprint to benefit the community, benefit the environment. Comptroller Scott Stringer endorsed a plan a couple years ago to rebuild the highway and put a park above it, like Boston did with the Big Dig. Other advocates have talked about removing the BQE altogether in the same way that some other cities have taken down their waterfront highways and seen a lot of benefits. But I think in the end, the condition of this structure, combined with those years of procrastination, pretty much made this short-term fix kind of inevitable, just in the interest of safety, of keeping the thing from falling down. The mayor said the repairs here will afford them more time to get out into the community, do more outreach on what that long-term plan is going to look like. But of course, it'll ultimately be up to his successor now to put those plans in motion.
WCBS's Steve Burns, thanks very much for joining us, Steve.